Out in the entrance hall, Harry and Ron saw Hermione saying goodnight to Crumb before he went back to the Durmstrang ship. She gave Ron a very cold look and swept past him up the marble staircase without speaking. Harry and Ron followed her, but halfway up the staircase, Harry heard someone calling him. "Hey! Harry!" It was Cedric Diggory. Harry could see Cho waiting for him in the entrance hall below. "Yeah?" said Harry coldly as Cedric ran up the stairs toward him. Cedric looked as though he didn't want to say whatever it was in front of Ron, who shrugged, looking bad-tempered, and continued to climb the stairs. "Listen." Cedric lowered his voice as Ron disappeared. "I owe you one for telling me about the dragons. You know that golden egg? Does yours wail when you open it?" "Yeah," said Harry. "Well, take a bath, okay?" "What?" "Take a bath and, take the egg with you and, just mull things over in the hot water. It'll help you think. Trust me." Harry stared at him. "Tell you what, use the prefect's bathroom. Fourth door to the left of that statue of Boris the Bewildered on the fifth floor. Password's Pine Fresh. Gotta go. Wanna say goodnight."
He grinned at Harry again and hurried back down the stairs to Cho. Harry walked back to Gryffindor Tower alone. That had been extremely strange advice. Why would a bath help him to work out what the wailing egg meant? Was Cedric pulling his leg? Was he trying to make Harry look like a fool so Cho would like him even more by comparison? The fat lady and her friend Vi were snoozing in the picture over the portrait hole. Harry had to yell, "Fairy lights!" before he woke them up, and when he did they were extremely irritated. He climbed into the common room and found Ron and Hermione having a blazing row. Standing 10 feet apart, they were bellowing at each other, each scarlet in the face.
"Well, if you don't like it, you know what the solution is, don't you?"
yelled Hermione. Her hair was coming down out of its elegant bun now, and her face was screwed up in anger.
"Oh, yeah," Ron yelled back. "What's that?" "Next time there's a ball, ask me before someone else does, and not as a last resort."
Ron mouthed soundlessly like a goldfish out of water as Hermione turned on her heel and stormed up the girls' staircase to bed. Ron turned to look at Harry.
"Well," he sputtered, looking thunderstruck. "Well, that just proves completely missed the point."
Harry didn't say anything. He liked being back on speaking terms with Ron too much to speak his mind right now, but he somehow thought that Hermione had gotten the point much better than Ron had.